tax ombud, Judge Bernard Mwepe, held a stakeholder engagement session with taxpayers, tax practitioners and academia on the Office of the Tax Ombud structural independence today. The purpose of the exercise was to get input from these parties on how better the Tax Ombud's office can fulfill its mandate to help taxpayers with their grievances against SARS. Well, to tell us how the engagements went and how the Office of the Tax Ombud is doing, I'm joined on the line by Judge Bernard Mwepe. He's a tax ombud. Thanks for joining us, Judge Mwepe. So just remind us of the role that the tax ombud plays in terms of tax complaints and when a taxpayer can qualify to get your office's assistance.
Well, any taxpayer qualifies because, good news for once, you don't have to pay for your services. And we are talking expert services because it's a specialist office. Hmm. But generally speaking, we do accept complaints from taxpayers in respect of the manner in which they were treated by SARS or SARS handled their tax matters, and whether that was done procedurally correct, and so on and so forth. Generally speaking, that is the kind of mandate that we have.
Yes. So I see that Section 16, Subsection 2 of the Tax Administration Act enjoins your office to be independent in your discharge of your duty to deal with taxpayer complaints against SARS. In your meeting earlier, what feedback did you get from various stakeholders in terms of their satisfaction in this regard?
I think they strongly felt that the office should have that kind of independence, that is structural independent of SARS, which is not surprising really, because it is a, if you look at the massive mandate, it is supposed to investigate complaints by taxpayers against SARS. And it is odd that you should be in a position where the person against whom you have to investigate complaints is in control of your finances and your infrastructure.
Exactly.
It's entirely inconsistent with any sense of good governance. And at any rate, the Act, as you correctly mentioned, says that the tax ombud must act independently.
Yes. So in this regard, what then is National Treasury doing? Surely can't they just allocate your portion directly to you and not via SARS so that you can maintain your independence from a structural perspective?
That is the current problem. They cannot do so. In as much as right now as we speak, the Office of the Tax Ombud is not an independent office in terms of being a legal person that can have its own rights and so forth and so on, its own budget and the like.
Yes.
So because of that, the situation is that the budget, SARS gets its budget, and within SARS budget, the minister then determines how much should go to the Office of the Tax Ombud. And as we say, that money is then ring-fenced. Fair enough, but not far enough. Because nevertheless, because the money is budgeted to SARS, SARS commissioner is the accounting officer, not only in respect of SARS budget, but indeed in respect of the very so-called ring-fenced budget of the OTO, because
yes,
it is within SARS's budget.
Hmm.
And that is where the anomaly is. Hmm. And that's the wrong that we are trying to right.
Yes.
So that people can, even from a distance, see that the office is independent. But they won't be able to do that as long as that kind of dependency persists in relation to SARS.
Yeah, presumably there were other legal minds like yourself at this meeting. You know, couldn't people come up with some innovative ideas around how you can get around this one?
I think I realized then that there were better minds than mine. There were better legal minds than mine, because they analyzed critically the provisions of the Act and pointed out the inconsistencies between, on the one hand, the clear express wording of the Act, and on the other hand, the current regime being implemented.
Yes.
They are not consistent with each other. There is some conflict between the two, and which is not surprising. In any informed society, you would not have a body or an institution which investigates you and to criticize you and tell you where you are right and wrong, but at the same time, you are in control of the finances of that particular institution. And indeed, it goes far further than that, because really, strictly speaking, the commissioner can dismiss the staff within the OTO, can withhold salaries, because their salary, the salary of the staff of the OTO comes from SARS.
Yes.
So the very SARS we are supposed to confront with problems and challenges.
It does sound like somewhat of an oxymoron, really.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were going to say, Judge, continue.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, so the whole idea is to try and say, well, let us separate structurally these two institutions, because they're not supposed to be one. It's impossible to conceive of an institution working independently while its purse is being controlled by the person to be investigated. So let us find a proper structure for this kind of office. To that end, I went out to have a special technical team, government technical team, to look into possible forms and formats and structures which this office could take in order for it to be established on its own. And recommendations were made after thorough study and investigation. And that report was then sent for implementation by Treasury, but unfortunately there hasn't been progress, which is why I today called for people, stakeholders. Let them express themselves on the issue. Let them tell us how they feel, whether how strongly or otherwise do they feel that the office should be independent. And it is quite clear that people feel that the office must be structured in that fashion, which is not surprising. Because everything that is there now is not only against the express provision of the Act itself, but against the entire spirit of the constitution of the country.
Yeah. Well, I
rights must be people's rights. If we give people rights, because people have got a right to be treated fairly, to be taxed fairly, in as much as it's an obligation to pay tax, but they are entitled to be treated fairly and in accordance with the law of the land, you may not wrong people. So they've got that right against being wronged. And I don't know why it would be so difficult to capacitate an office whose duty it is to make sure that people are treated fairly. It shouldn't be difficult in the normal course of things.
Yeah. Everything that you're saying makes complete sense. And hopefully at some point this oxymoronic situation will be resolved. But just coming to the actual operations of your office, Judge, how are your processes going? I mean, you make the undertaking that you'll deal with valid taxpayer complaints within 15 working days of receiving a complaint. Are you managing to achieve those targets? And are you sufficiently capacitated to deal with the caseloads?
But for the problem that I've raised, yes, we are. I think we are managing fairly well, to a large extent, because all the commissioners that I've worked with have been cooperative.
Yes.
And I've never experienced problems from them, because they cooperated and we have mutual respect. And they don't even attempt to frustrate the office. They cooperate much as they control our money, but they allow us to do that which we have to do, because they've all been reasonable people, all of them. But is that how an office should work? Should the efficacy of the office depend on the fact that a particular commissioner is reasonable and is a good man and men of good sense and the like, all of which they have been, all of them?
Yes.
But what about tomorrow? What about tomorrow, Wednesday, or next month or next year, when we get somebody in the place of the reasonable Mr. Kiesewetter, and who says, well, I'm shutting down this office, it's a nuisance, it's investigating me too much.
Yes.
And I control. I pay the salary of that staff. I'm withdrawing the salary. The premises are leased in my name because that office is incapable of hiring any premises because of the way it is structured. I'm going to cancel the lease. I'm the leaseholder and so forth.
Yeah.
The office is becoming a nuisance.
So you're basically raising this issue not because of anything that's happened in practice, but because of the principle that you can't
Precisely.
Have. Yeah, it makes sense.
Precisely because of the principle, because much as we hold mutual respect between myself and the commissioner, you don't know who's going to be the next commissioner. And above all, you don't know who's going to be the next tax ombud.
Mm.
If you... It's not enough that you should respect the office simply because Mr. B is the current tax ombud. What if he's no longer the ombud, he's someone else?
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't like this idea. I don't want the office to survive on this idea that, oh, it's going well because, oh, it's being respected because it's being headed by a former judge.
Hmm.
No,
hmm.
It should be respected. It should be respectable. It should be on sound basis, can continue to be on sound basis, even if it is headed by any South African.
That was Judge Bernard Mwepe. He's a tax ombud.